the God who is. We worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors. He parted the raging sea. My God, he holds the victory. Yeah. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out joy.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm one of the elders here. I'm here with your announcements. There's no men's group this week, so we'll be holding off for a week, and then we'll be coming back next week. Okay, if you'd like to give today, there's an offering box in the middle of the back there that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, warrenvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing this morning. Sunday school is for age 4 to grade 5, and nursery is infant to 3 years old. We're looking for more teachers to sign up in the Welcome Center, and we are also looking for people to sign up as greeters. Our next youth group event will be on Wednesday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the church. At the annual meeting, Wayne Curry, Cam Coxon, Chris Harding were elected as elders. They will join Tony Williamson and Ernie Verbeek, who are serving out their terms. Can we get all the elders here to stand, please? So all of these guys are elders. If you have any questions or comments or anything like that, you can address one of us. We are in the flu season, so if you're approaching somebody and they wave, you some people might not be comfortable, so just feel free to wave back. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Wayne. Let's stand and sing some more together.
told the waters to be still, who spoke to form the universe. Only you, only you, only you. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God.
God, there is no other God.
seated and the kids can go to Sunday school. Oh, and turn and welcome each other. Thank you, Lewis.
Thank you. of Jesus' followers is growing together in faith, hope, and love. Let's pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture.
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. Jesus said, "There was a certain rich man who was splendidly clothed in purple and fine linen, and who lived each day in luxury. At his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, who was covered with sores. As Lazarus lay there longing for scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs would come and lick his open sores. Finally, the poor man died and was carried by the angels to sit beside Abraham at the heavenly banquet. The rich man also died and was buried, and he went to the place of the dead. There, in torment, he saw Abraham in the far distance with Lazarus at his side. The rich man shouted, 'Father Abraham, have some pity. Send Lazarus over here to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I am in anguish in these flames.' But Abraham said to him, 'Son, remember that during your lifetime you had everything you wanted, and Lazarus had nothing. So now he is here being comforted, and you are in anguish. And besides, there is a great chasm separating us. No one can cross over to you from here, and no one can cross over to us from there.' The rich man said, 'Please, Father Abraham, at least send him to my father's home, for I have five brothers, and I want him to warn them so they don't end up in this place of torment.' But Abraham said, 'Moses and the prophets have warned them. Your brothers can read what they wrote.' The rich man replied, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone is sent to them from the dead, then they will repent of their sins and turn to God.' But Abraham said, 'If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they won't be persuaded, even if someone rises from the dead.'"
Jesus, I'm grateful for the things you've done.